Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 226 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am super excited to bring you my interview with Zach Parker from B.E. Scott's Barbecue in Lexington, Tennessee. Zach and I have been going back and forth for almost 3 years just to try to make this work, and I am so excited to share this with you and share his story and share all about what he's putting out. He's doing whole hog barbecue. There's not many guys doing what he's doing. When Pat Martin was out here in Los Angeles for an LA barbecue festival, I talked to him about whole hog barbecue, and we discussed Zach Parker because he mentors Zach and talks to Zach a lot about keeping the tradition alive because there aren't a lot of Tennessee places still doing whole hog barbecue, and it's an important tradition. I know you guys are going to love this one. Zach's amazing, and he has great stories, and he talks about the beginning days of B.E. Scott's. He talks about his father, Ricky Parker, who passed away, who is a legend in whole hog barbecue. And when he passed away, Zach had to grab the reins. And we talk about that because 10 years ago when my father passed away, we had a business together. And it's a big deal when you're having to deal with the mourning of your father's death, as well as a business that you guys were working on together. There's a lot of similarities, and I wasn't doing whole hog barbecue. But it's also nice because I have never visited his location, nor have I been to a place that serves whole hog barbecue. So he talks about how to order, what his favorite order is. He's on a diet right now, so what he's ordering now that he's on a diet. He talks about Midland, different ways that you can order specific meats. And his basic thing is that whatever you want, he will try to make it. They will try to make it there. You just tell him what type of meat from the whole hog, what type of sauce, what type of slaw you want on it. And they put together amazing sandwiches, as well as you could get meat by the pound. It's a grueling job, but there's a lot of benefits, and I wanted to also see how he's doing during COVID. They're closed Sundays and Mondays. They're open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and on Saturdays they're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but they usually sell out about 12:30 on Saturdays. Doesn't have a website. I'll put a link to their Facebook page. Again, I can't thank Zach enough for taking the time and for doing what he's doing for the barbecue world. If you're in Nashville or in Memphis, you need to make the trek out. It's not too far to B.E. Scott's Barbecue and visit Zach and see what he's doing and get a bunch of his food, because I know it's some of the most amazing barbecue you can get. And the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're available at treatyoakdistilling.com. They also have a physical location you can visit. It's 26 acres in Dripping Springs. They have a barbecue joint on premises called Alice's Restaurant. They have all their bourbon, rye, gin, rum on property, as well as beer and wine that they make on property. And they ship all across the United States on their website, as well as they have a store locator so you can find out where their stuff is locally for you. Again, that's treatyoakdistilling.com. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Check it out. Tons of stuff. Always adding content. Every day I'm adding new stuff, new collections of things, stories, write-ups, breaking barbecue news. I'm on all the social media at Kevin's BBQ Joints. I have a new website coming out in September, so keep checking back. If you're digging these, please be sure to like it down below, as well as subscribe. I'm putting out 2 to 3 of these per week. I'll make sure you're notified when I put a new one up. And if you dig whole hog barbecue or want to share stuff about Zach Parker, please share this. That way other people can see this on social media. But at the end, thanks for listening. I so appreciate it. Stay safe. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. Holding in there.
Yeah, I wanted to first off, there's a lot of things I'd love to talk about, but one thing I really wanted to talk about was your recent Facebook post that you just did about reaching out to people. Do you want to bring that up right now? Just because I think that would be a great thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I seen a friend here in Henderson County share it, and I was always raised up to help anybody in need. And no matter what it is, if I can give them a $27 family pack and it helps somebody, I'm all on board. So I seen a friend copy and paste that, and I thought, hey, why not? Let's do it, you know. And I've had a few people reach out, and it's a blessing to be able to help people.
Without a doubt. And these are like you said, these are troubling times, and it's scary times for a lot of people, especially with that unemployment going away for right now. And so it's so if people reach out to you for assistance, they shouldn't be ashamed to reach out to you.
No, not at all. Yeah. Especially here in Henderson County, I'm a big hometown guy, and I feel like you got to take care of the people around you and take care of the people that's always taking care of you any way possible.
So if they reach out, it's sort of like you wanted it to be anonymous if people want, but if they need help, they should reach out. I don't know if they'd be listening to this or if they'd be a friend of a friend, but if someone's hurting and or if they want to reach out to me for anything, I want to help anybody I can. That's my goal with this is I'm not struggling as much as others, so it's definitely scary.
We're probably only down about 9% or so since most of our business is takeout. And that being said, it makes me really focus on, hey, if you can help the neighbor, help the neighbor, you know, because one day, my raisins always showed me that one day you might not need help right now, but one day you may need it and it'll come back tenfold.
Oh, without a doubt. So 9%, that's pretty amazing. Are you open the same days still?
Yeah, same days. Yeah. And luckily, you know, so our only crowd was during our lunch crowd because we sell out or close up so early before the late night crowds. Very fortunate that everything kept rolling on, and I'm not going to complain about 9%.
No, I think no. There's not many people. There's people that had to shut down.
Yes, I got a lot of friends in the industry that I know it affected, and it hurts me deeply.
I know. So let's talk a little bit of I. You and I have gone back and forth for almost 2 years, maybe.
Probably 2 years, about right.
and I'm sure after we're done with this, I'll be texting you and say, hey, there's all these questions I wanted to ask you. But I wanted to get kind of the sense of not first off because that was a first off, but secondly, you'd recently got married, right? Like was it a year ago or?
Yeah, almost a year ago. So our wedding day was opening day of deer season. I'm an avid outdoorsman, mm-hmm. and I think my wife was like, hey, we're gonna make sure that he's all in. So let's just say she's got a good one.
She doesn't. That's a smart way to do it. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And so how has that changed your work schedule at all? Has it changed at all?
Lord, no. So let me tell you, when I found Miss Tennille, it was God sent because she falls right in there and helps me do anything I need help doing. She's a nurse now, and she does multiple things throughout the day, from getting up most times before I do, fixing breakfast, whatever I need, she's there for me. She helps close up shop at night, knows how to fire pigs. I mean, it's a blessing. Hey, and the last one, knowing how to fire pigs is by far the best and the biggest.
That is amazing. Wow. You really lucked out. Oh, God, like heaven sent, like you said.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people within the industry know who you are and know about your father and know about the business. At first, yeah. I want to know, what's the correct way to call the business? Is it B.E. Scott's or is it Scott's?
Let's talk about it. So Mr. Early Scott that started the business was Benjamin Early, and that's where the B.E. comes from. Him and Dad always had this agreement that once he passed on, Dad could change it to Parker's Barbecue. Well, Dad did run it since 89, and I 100% believe in my craft and Dad's craft, and I feel like homage has to be paid to the head honcho, the guy that started it all, or where would I be today?
For sure.
So why not, you know, whenever Dad passed, I got to thinking about it. You've seen it online, and they still see it online. Scott's, Parker's, or I don't like that. It don't sound good to me. B. Scott sounds like home to me, and hey, you got to roll with it, you know?
And that's how I've called it, but the people have said, oh, it's Scott's Barbecue, and then there's other places. You know, there's a lot of Scott's out there, so they're like,
yeah, what?
And it's funny, too, there's like Lexington, Tennessee, there's Lexington. I bet there's like 20 Lexingtons, too.
That's exactly right.
Well, it's nice to know that there's two Lexingtons in the country where people really care about barbecue.
Yes, sir.
Your father, and I wanted to ask this question. I didn't want to forget. Is the story true about the tennis shoes?
About the tennis shoes.
That he would go through 5 to 6 pairs or 4 to 5 pairs a year. Is that
It's 100%. If I could show you the ones I was wearing right now, the insides of them, you know, where my pressure points are wore out, and I bought them a couple months ago. Just the long hours carrying shovels of coals, and you just stay on your feet all day. And if you don't have to, if you're fully staffed and everything works where you don't have to, it is by far the biggest blessing a man could ask.
Are you fully staffed?
I am at the moment. How long that lasts, I don't know. You know, with COVID going on, I'm trying to take all the precautions possible. Luckily, none of my staff has come down with it, which is a blessing. Mm-hmm. But if it happens, I've got such a small staff that I may have to put the old puppies to work. Put on by my feet.
Yes, what's funny is that there's a lot of people who probably don't know that. I remember even when we were kids, and I'm older than you are, but in the cartoons, wouldn't they have like the dogs barking and they show the foot and it would be a. But I don't think that people say that much anymore.
Hey, I'm a young man with an old soul.
You
Let's just put
are,
it that way.
without a doubt. When did BE start? When did he start the business?
So BE started it in 1962. He rocked until 89 when Dad purchased it from him. Let's just put it this way. When Mr. Scott started, he didn't believe in telephones, call-in orders, none of that. He wanted to cook so many hogs a week, and once it was done, he was done. He was fortunate to live right beside the business.
Oh.
So literally, yeah, he walked 50 yards and he was, at work, so which is pretty nice.
That is really nice.
Yeah.
Did he commission the building to be built, or was that one of those things where he built it himself, or?
So I actually, it's funny you asked that. It's, I guess you can say it's a touchy subject with me because my operations was a little backwards, and I actually just knocked out the first pit that was ever cooked on in the building.
Okay.
And it was inside the older building that he had. And it's what he always cooked on. It was falling apart. I only cooked on it twice a year because our ceilings are real low, fire hazards, roof just coated with grease and smoke. And you know as well as I do, if I have a cardboard fire, which is what I insulate with paper products, surprisingly, it would be pretty bad. So, and we've had a few close calls. Now I've got my block building that we could do all of our cooking in that's adjacent to our building. And it works out perfect because we got high ceilings. If we have a fire, that cardboard and pigs will burn before any of the building burns.
When did you build that?
Well, this was built, I'm wanting to say around 2006,
Okay.
when Dad built it, because he actually built this exact building, except he built it all out of wood and it burnt down.
Oh.
And the last time he built it, he said, "You know what? We're going to build a solid cinder block building. And the only thing that can burn off of it is the roof." And it works out. Block building and cinder block pits.
That is smart, and it is something that's like you'll hear about it, all over the place. Brian's place burned down too, yeah.
Did I hated that. I've got to meet Brian one time, and he is a class act. I really like Brian. I hope to hook up with him soon in the future.
I hope that you guys can. That's the one thing that, and I'm sure that you love so much is, and I was noticing it from afar, was that you were starting to branch out, and especially with someone like Robert Jacob Lerma, you were connecting to all these people. You had already, when I saw Pat Martin, this was, it seems recently, it was 2 years ago almost, out here in Los Angeles, maybe a year and a half, he mentioned you and he said that he talks to you every so often and he wants to keep Whole Hog. Why is it so important to keep Whole Hog Barbecue alive?
Especially in West Tennessee, not taking anything away from the Carolina guys, because most time when Whole Hog's mentioned, it's only mentioned in the Carolinas, and that's something me and Pat we really would love to keep alive. There was growing up, there was places scattered here and there
Yeah.
throughout Lexington, Henderson County that cooked Whole Hog, but now there's only two, three, probably three places left between me and Pat.
Amazing.
I'm very fortunate to have Pat in my pocket because I can call him at any given time and say, "Hey, man, I'm going through an issue. I need your help." And luckily, he's probably already walked that same path and has the right answer for me, and saves me some heartache anyway.
Definitely. I could see him being like the mayor too. Like he's kind of got he's got a he has a lot of knowledge.
He gives off that vibe
He
of
does.
you got to know to take him serious whenever he's wearing his aviator sunglasses.
That's what he's saying. It's
on, you better take Pat Martin seriously.
That's hilarious. That's so great. And it's nice that you were start like I was people were starting to recognize you for your craft, and you were being in like you were I saw you traveling a little bit, and now this things have changed. Hopefully that will happen again. I'm sure this will eventually pass.
Man, I hope, because it's crazy how COVID, I had plans to go out to Elliot's and cook this year, and
Oh.
I was really looking forward to it because Elliot's one of my best friends in the barbecue industry. And man, he's so crafty with his work. I learn so much every time I'm around him. And I was looking forward to it, and I feel like everything just, when COVID hit, everything fell apart, especially the barbecue industry, because it's a necessity in my life. It's a necessity in a lot of people's lives, but people don't look at it like, "Hey, we got to have that place." Or,
Sure.
I hope it all comes back together and all the events get thrown back on, because, man, I love showing up to one, building a block pit and putting a pig on it. Man, it's just, it's one of my favorite things.
The event that was here in Los Angeles with Pat, I got to see Sam Jones build his pit and build his fires. And it was just so, and smoking his cigarette, and just being, it was just so like, and it was nice. And that's what barbecue is all about, that camaraderie. It's about the food, but I think it transcends that.
Yes, definitely. The food, and the food's great. But man, to be honest with you, you know, growing up in this industry, my dad was a very stern, and he expected you work and you make sure you know what you're doing. I'm very fortunate that he done that, because where would I be if he just said, here's a credit card, go do what you want to do?
For sure.
I might be sitting in the spot I am, you know. Luckily, he did, and luckily, he taught me everything that I know, but that also led me to the next step of getting to meet all these people, great people, that you call them at any given time and they're there to help.
People, I don't think people realize that. And it's all levels of people within the barbecue world. It's people that might be put on a plateau by certain people. They're actually just like everyone else, just like you. Like you're like, people probably like, oh, Zach Parker, but it's, you're just a great guy.
Like you said, all about the camaraderie.
It is all about the camaraderie. Now with your father, he worked crazy hours. Were you working those hours with him when you were a kid?
Actually, I was. I tell you a memory that I go back on a lot. I can remember being to where he was working meat in the pig, and how our service is set up is we have a cinder block holding pit. And that cinder block holding pit, we run hogs through it as service runs.
Okay.
Well, our scales are probably, I'd say, 5 foot off the ground. Maybe a little bit shorter than that, maybe 4.5 foot. But I can remember a time to where I couldn't sit a tray of meat up on the scales, and I wanted to so bad, because as a kid, you know, you want to make your dad happy. You want to do, you know, what he wants you to do and all that stuff. And as a kid, I was running around thinking, man, I can't wait to grow up so I can at least be able to slide some meat up on the scales.
Oh, that's such
and then there's how many hogs I've went through since then.
That's amazing. See, and that's kind of like, it's just like when you're, for any kid that just wants to get taller and bigger and be a big kid, not realizing that when you're our age or my age and your age, you want to be a kid. You wish you'd go be carefree and not worry. Like with all the knowledge that you have today.
That's exactly right. And I can go ahead and tell you, most of the time when your parents say, I'm going to tell you this because you're not making the right decision, and you're like, as a child, you're like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I know. It's scary when you come to realize, wait a second, everything they said was right.
Yeah.
So then as a kid, then were you, obviously the hogs were too big for you to, were you tending fire or what were you doing or running thing, cleaning tables?
I was in the service end of it. As soon as I was able to start driving, I was unloading pigs by the age of 12, which is a simple lift them up, hang them on a hook, and roll them into our hog cooler.
Okay.
At 16, I was doing anything and everything he asked me to do. From 12 to then, I was working pretty long hours, chopping meat, pulling meat, making sandwiches, getting to know people, and trying to follow in his footsteps.
You were going to go to school to be an EMT, right? Weren't you going into the medical field? Or
That's correct. So it sounds crazy, but we talked about it. He wasn't really ready to retire yet, and our goal was when he retired was for me to jump on board. And I got to thinking, what could I do to make extra money and that I feel like I'd be pretty good at? The EMT field was it. So I could go in and work a couple of 24-hour shifts and be done, and he could have me the rest of the week. I ended up getting through all my school, and he ended up passing away before I got to take my practical, and that's how that worked out, and I just fell right in. You know, just to be straightforward about it, I mean, I don't know if I could have been an EMT. Because barbecue is I just love barbecue. It's hard to do something that you're not real passionate about. And I done some ride times, and I felt like sometimes you couldn't, it was mostly sad times instead of good times.
Mm-hmm.
And
I could see that.
That's not the kind of person I am. You know, I don't want to be involved with people that's in a bad situation, and you know, they've had a heart attack, because that makes my day sort of down.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, now we get to serve great whole hog barbecue and hopefully make everybody smile that comes in our place.
Yeah, I've often thought about it. It takes a certain type of person to be able to be an EMT or be a nurse or be a surgeon or doctor or ER person. It gives me a lot of respect, and especially now with COVID, it makes me even have more respect because they're seeing a lot more death. But to see someone with a heart attack or injured, you're empathetic. That's the kind of person you are.
And what my wife's a nurse, man. She's able to carry a smile all day.
Good for
and
her.
And does everything. I'm blessed that she's able to do that because she's really got it. And like I said, she'll walk in my door here in 15 or 20 minutes, and she'll be ready to roll and do whatever we got to do here. So very, very fortunate. Just know, between me and you, if I ever lose her, you just go ahead and be like, dang, I feel sorry for poor old Zach.
You're not going to be a happy man, are you? Got a good thing going. Wow. But how was that when, of course, I lost my father 10 years ago. It'll be 11 years in October. How was that? And losing your father is a big deal. And I was in business with my father like you. And so all of a sudden, I had the emotions of knowing that my father had passed and that grief. But I also had to realize that I had to run this business myself. What was that like for you?
Man, that was let's just put it this way. It was one of my most challenging times I think I've ever had. It was one of the deals he did. He had some debt on the business. It was one of the things where, hey, can you do it? Everybody's got doubters. You've had doubters. I've had doubters. Everybody's got somebody that says, hey, you can't do it. And I had a few of them. But, you know, I always ended up using stuff like that as fuel.
For sure.
Because I'm just – that's just me. If you tell me I can't do it, I am going to do everything in my power to do it.
Nice.
It was a scary time. And I'll have to say that I was fortunate with a good crew. I had a lot of people in my life that was standing behind me and helped me every step along the way. Pat, for instance, man, I couldn't tell you how many business calls I called him and said, hey, what do I need to do about this? And Pat jumped on board. Kerry Bringle, you know, there's a lot of guys that I respect the hell out of because they was there for me when I really needed them.
Those two guys, yeah, Kerry too. Kerry as well is a straight shooter and a tough guy, and I'd want him in my corner for sure. And didn't the community kind of get behind you as well?
Community, big time. The community was all on board for everything. I actually, our mayor of the town, you know, he come by and said, Zach, if you need anything, and I called on him a few times, and he helped. Yeah, very blessed. The good thing about our community, it's not a huge community, and most everybody knows Scott's Barbecue, and it was a big help to know somebody that, you know, along the way, Dad introduced me to him, and I thought, well, that's so-and-so, or that's so-and-so. Oh, never thought you'd ever have to need them or call on them, but when you do, they're like, yeah, no problem. You know, your dad was a good person, and I'm glad I know you and knew him, you know, so very, very blessed.
Wow. That's, I just keep trying to think of what you must have been going through. And then business-wise, did you change your business model to make it work better? Or?
Well, I would have to say that I added a little bit to the menu. Business model, yeah, I added a point-of-sale system. That helped tremendously. Dad had a cash register, didn't run a cash register. That's just how he does business.
Old school, super old school.
Big time. And that's one of the things that I would have to say Pat helped me on. You know, I can track sales and sleep better at night knowing that everything is fine because I can log on to my point of sale system and figure out, you know, hey, well, this is what we done in sales on this. This is what we done on this. Let's try to push this a little more, you know.
Smart.
Technology, man, technology. If my dad was sitting here today and I showed him the stuff that I've added and was doing in sales, he would be like, I'd have thought that never worked, you know. But I also understand his thinking as well, so I'm not going to take that away from him.
Yeah, no, my dad was pretty old school at forever. Yeah. And there was a lot of, like, yeah, he didn't go online for a whole lot of things. He would send 15-page emails. That was his specialty. He was really good at that. I'm like, Dad, just please stay focused. Because he's like, I got to tell him everything. I'm like, I don't know if you need to tell everyone everything. But it's interesting because when people go into the restaurant business or people want to go into the restaurant business, they don't realize it's a business and that they have to, their food costs, there's labor, there's so many things. It's not just, you're not making money hand over fist.
A lot of people, they don't understand that. And I've experienced that firsthand. You know, they think, man, he's, look at him, he's sold out. You know, he's selling this many hogs a week. The guy's making a killing, you know. And once I got my point of sale system figured in and you really figure out what percentage is actually coming to you and what percentage that the business has to maintain to be able to maintain business, you're cut short. And it's a lot of hard work for a very little amount of pay. But, man, the benefits of it, You make great friends. You make an honest living. Hard work.
Yeah, you can't.
All you barbecue people is family, you know. If I said one day I'll meet you and see you and get to shake your hand, and I feel like I know you for 5 years, and I guess I have almost.
Yeah, we almost have. I almost feel like you're like my brother or my cousin that I haven't, like, you went off to, like, war or something, and I'm like, haven't had a chance, but we just talk via other technologies. Yeah, it is really weird, and yeah, I feel like a kinship for you, although we've never met. But I think also, too, we've shared a lot personally within that world. You get it. That's why technology is so nice right now. It helps out
big time.
If you and I were just writing letters back and forth, it might not be the same thing.
Hey, I would quit writing you a long time ago. So, man, hats off to the people that used to just write letters all the time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I guess we could have, you know, it might have been a little faster just to send it via pigeon.
Yeah, I think so. Or smoke signal, because you've been better. You've been better to smoke signals. So let's talk about your business just for people that don't know what a whole hog business is all about. How many whole hogs do you generally go through in a week during a busy time?
I would say we average 20 to 25 a week, depending on size and, you know, what time of year it is. I will have to say that since I've added to the menu, our winter sales are usually down, but they're not bad. They hadn't been in the last couple of years, so it's pretty average. The 4th of July week's crazy. I don't know if you know Mr. Tyler Harp or not, but you can ask him.
No, I love Tyler. Yes, I do.
He got to come experience it firsthand. I enjoy Tyler a lot, man. I have to say he's a down-to-earth guy, and he'll make you pick your head up if it ever gets down.
So. Definitely. No, I picked him up at the airport one time and took him out to Smorgasbord, which is in downtown LA, to see Andrew and Michelle from Moose Craft Barbecue. And so I got a chance to finally really sit down and talk to Tyler, because he had been up in San Francisco working with Matt Horn. And it's so refreshing to be with a person like that, a good soul like that.
I have to agree with that 100%.
So you're doing about 20 to 25 hogs. When you bring them in, you said you put them on hooks. They go into what, a cooler? Is that
correct? I've got a rail system, and a hog cooler that's about a 20 by 20, and I can store around 30 pigs in it.
Okay.
And I'm fortunate to have a slaughterhouse close by. I've got, within 40-minute drive, I've got a hog farmer that keeps me supplied throughout the year.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then on top of that, I've got a wood supply that, If these guys in barbecue could get my wood supplier, they'd love him to death, because I mean, everything he gives me is scrap. He sells it to me. So let's rephrase. He don't give it to me. He sells it to me. It's not cheap in my opinion, but everybody I've talked to says, man, you're getting a heck of a deal on that wood. So
hopefully he's not listening to this.
Slaughterhouse, a hog farmer that can keep up with what I do, and a wood supplier that can keep up with what I do.
And you're cooking on with hickory, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that traditional for West Tennessee?
It is. But now, let me say, so when I was up at the Music City Food and Wine a couple years back cooking with Pat, Bill Durney was down, and all they had oak. And I thought, man, I've never done this. I just don't know. And Bill come up and he said, Zach, you'll love it. Cook on it. And man, pig turned out amazing. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sure, you know, mesquite burns hotter. But I'm pretty sure if you can gauge how hot your coals are, use it, and just know your environment, you know, especially when you're cooking on a cinder block pit. Mm-hmm. Man, there is no – if anybody ever comes up with a guide on how to cook on a cinder block pit, I don't know if I'd believe it, because everything factors in, you know, your weather conditions, your humidity, your wind's going to factor into it, especially cooking outside.
For sure. How many pits do you have within your do you call it a smokehouse, or what do you call it?
I call it the pit room.
Pit room.
And I can cook 24 hogs at a time.
Are they on rebar and then
it's not rebar, it's like a metal rod that's okay. Probably 2 to 3 inches in diameter. And so that way it holds the weight well, and it's mortared in. Concrete field blocks, man, they're perfect.
Are you flipping the hogs with your, like, with gloves on or with your hands?
Yeah, we flip them with our hands. So we lay a rack on top of them, and we've got wire ties that we use, and we tie that tie around them and flip.
Are you only flipping once?
Yeah, only once. That's correct. I put meat down the whole time.
Meat down the whole time. Flip it to finish it, or?
Yep, flip it, sauce it, and it can go on our holding pit for service.
And it takes, what, 20, 30 minutes to cook?
Right. I wish. More like 24 hours. But that being said, so luckily, Dad's got these pits designed and set up perfect. And maybe most of the time, 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I'm able to go home. And if I don't have a lot of pigs cooking, I'm able to go home. If my pits are full, 4th of July, 3rd of July, I'm here. Home is where you make it.
Do you have a little mattress or not sleeping at all?
Oh, man, I've got a fine office that's got a heck of a recliner in it.
You know what? I've slept, because my mom's had surgery, I've taken care of her. I've slept in a recliner. It works. You could do it.
Oh, man, yes. Is your mom doing well?
She's doing a lot better, yeah. Thank you for asking. Yeah, she's doing a lot better. She's gotten these Lazy Boy chairs, and I wouldn't want to sleep in it all the time, but it's comfortable as heck.
Yeah, it works. It works. Long as you can turn that air down to about 60 degrees.
Oh, yeah, you need that for sure. I want to wrap up with your menu and the hour so people know.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 Tuesday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 on Saturday, but 90% of the time we sell out.
Okay.
And it can be on Saturday, it can be as early as 12:30. I try to avoid that because it kills my soul to see people turn around in my parking lot coming to get barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, it's the blessing of the game. You know, if you sell out, you're doing the right thing.
Are people lining up ahead of time?
Well, you know, it's not. So barbecue in our area, I wouldn't say was like you'd see at Franklin Barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's crazy. People go out and stand out, and that's awesome that they do that. They do it at a lot of places, you know, Snow's and all that. That's a lot of Texas tradition, I feel like. But I will say, on our busy days, summer days, you can catch, you know, 15 people or so in our line with 30 people sitting in our dining area, you know, with 12 or 1,300 pounds on reserve, especially on the 4th of July. You know, selling 1,300 or 1,400 pounds of meat in 5 hours is – that's a job.
That's a job and a half. Now, what are people? How do you serve it? Are you selling? You're selling by the pound, but you sell sandwiches too, right?
I sell jumbo regular sandwiches, sell by the pound. The ribs out of the hog, which are just, I mean, you scoop them up, sell them for $6, get it out of the way, and man, people love them because that's where all the juice sits. You know, throughout the cooking process, your sauce puddles up in them ribs. Oh. They're spicy. Don't get me started. I'm sore. I'm on a diet. And I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. You had sushi last night, right?
Correct. Sushi's part of the diet. As long as you get the rolls without the rice.
That's true. Okay. Before I want to go back to the menu again, but where do you go for sushi? I want to know where Zach Parker goes for sushi.
Okay. There's a couple places in Jackson, Tennessee. I would have to. So there's a Sakura Japanese restaurant, and then there's an Asia Garden. Secure is closer, so that's the one I go to, and I'm pretty tight with one of the main guys there, and he really hooks me up, so I have to say I'm all hands on deck on Secure.
See, and that's kind of like how you are with people. Like you treat your customers really well, and the fact that he hooks you up and treats you really well, you're going to go to him more often.
Man, it's crazy. So I brought up the Asia Garden. So what ended up happening was some of the chefs left and went to Asia Garden, the ones that I thought was really well back 3 years ago. So I left with them. Well, that main guy, you know, one night me and my wife was on our way down, and we was like, let's go to Secura because it's closer. And this guy hadn't seen me in 2 years. I walk in, and he says, Zach, Tennille. And I'm like, I remember my name. And he comes over and talks to me, and he tells me how I look like I've gained some weight and all that stuff. And I thought, man, this guy's got it. I won't ever go anywhere else. So he's a good dude.
There's a sandwich place over by my house, and I've been going to him maybe since I was 15. And I don't even remember telling him my name, but every time I come in, no matter what, if I have a beard, I look weird, whatever, he always says, hey, Kevin. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Man, customer service is getting lost in the food industry. I feel like even if you don't remember know their name, at least acknowledge that I'm bad with names. If I hadn't had a lot of contact with you, I'll forget your name, but I'll never forget your face.
Same with me.
At least acknowledge that you know you remember them. You appreciate them doing business with you. Man, that'll go a lot further than people think.
How are people ordering the sandwiches? Because like, there's a special way to order, right?
Well, sure. Yeah. I would especially say, hey, get a Midland sandwich. But, you know, there's not much Midland in a hog. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Okay.
A lot of people have swapped, you know, back in, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, everybody got vinegar slaw. Now it seems like it's changed and everybody's going towards the mayonnaise slaw because it's a little sweeter. It complements the barbecue well, I'd have to say.
Do you have both of those?
Oh, yeah. I still have both. If I ever took vinegar slaw off the menu, I think my dad would pump.
So that'll always be on the menu.
Yeah, always, always. Even if I get to where I'm not selling much at all, I'll just keep some in the back refrigerator.
just in case. Just so it's always like somewhere near. Yeah. It's in the area. So are the sandwiches, when you order the sandwich, does the slaw come on it, or does it come on the side?
So what it's sort of, I'm a little different. So a lot of places, they might chop all their barbecue. You can just order a whole hog sandwich. You can come in my place and tell me exactly what kind of meat you want, slaw you want, sauce you want, and we try to make it to your liking. And now sometimes I will say that bites me in the butt, because you might have somebody that says, oh, their meat's dry. Well, it's because they didn't come in and didn't know how to order it. And you can say that's my fault, because, you know, I grew up around it. I know what I like and what I don't like of the pig, to where I guess I need to have a menu out there that says I'm scared to put it out there, because then I'm scared that I'm going to have a lot of this meat left and have all this sold out. I don't think that'd be a good business model.
No, I don't think so. So what are you eating? Like, what would you eat today if you were ordering?
So since I'm on a diet and I'm trying to cut back, I would order probably some flank, which is a triangular piece of meat that's right over the top of the shoulder. It's a little darker than the Midland, but man, it's so juicy and so good.
Would you order it without bread?
I would order it without bread, and I would cover it with the hottest sauce I had on the dang table.
And is it a hot vinegar sauce?
It is, correct.
So say for someone that's not on a diet, and they're just like, they want to get the experience. Would you and say Midland is it a little bit fattier? Is that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's actually got a membrane on it.
Okay.
You pull that membrane off. And what I like to do is there's also a thin layer of fat on the backside of it. If I love fatty steaks, yeah, fatty so brisket, fatty everything. I mean, yeah. I want grease running down my chin. So I would say order a Midland sandwich, keep the fat on it, mayonnaise, slaw, hot sauce, and onion.
Okay.
I put a big slice of onion on it, man. It's to die for.
Yeah, when you're done with your diet, that's when you'll have. And you have dessert, too.
I actually had fried pies that was being homemade. An older couple was making it. Unfortunately, the woman come down with cancer, and they had to shut their business down. Man. So now I do peach cobbler, and I'm working on some different recipes to start offering as well.
Do you have, like, sides, or is it just slaw?
Oh, yeah. I have baked beans, potato salad, vinegar slaw, mayonnaise slaw, and I'll be adding a mac and cheese to the menu soon. That's hopefully going to have some crisp Midlands chopped up in it.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. Yeah. I'm still working on that recipe. I want it to be top notch.
Okay. Well, that's smart. Mac and cheese, people go to war over mac and cheese. So you need to,
if I could make it half as good as Carrie's, I would be on board.
Okay. Well, that's the goal to shoot for now. So you don't have, you don't even have a website. You have a Facebook page, right?
Right.
And I'll put a link to the Facebook page now. And you don't have online ordering. Do you take phone calls?
Yes, do take phone calls.
But are those for just like a sandwich, or people ordering? Has to be a decent amount, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. Actually, since COVID hit, I started doing free deliveries within Henderson County for $26 or so or more.
Okay.
And that way, for the fuel cost and get some food in somebody's stomach. But you know, if they call in sandwiches, especially people around here, if they know they're going to sell out and they got to have scotch, hey, we'll write them down, because I want them to have it. If they call, take care of them.
and you probably know who it is who's calling you, too.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I'm glad we were able to finally meet face to face. I've seen pictures of you. I didn't know what you really look like, but now I do.
I've watched, most of the time I don't have glasses on, but my contacts are sort of bothering me. But anyways, it was definitely nice to meet you, and I hope we get to connect sometime soon, and we should talk more.
Yeah, we should. Well, thank you, sir, and you can put me to work. I'd like to work a day and see what it really is about, and see if it's just, I love good work. I've always liked to work hard. My dad kind of put me to work the same way your dad, but not doing hogs.
Hey, just bring some good tennis shoes and we'll be ready to roll.
Yes, sir. What type of tennis shoes do you recommend?
I'm going to tell you, the New Balance is hard to beat.
I have New Balance. That's perfect. Actually, that's true. Right. Like, I've gone through many pairs of New Balance. That's true.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you, Zach, so much. And have a great day. Be safe.
Hey, man. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Have a good evening.